Hi, everyone. It's Juliana and Chris again.
Hi, everybody.
It's Friday, February 10th, and this is Lunch with the Schiavos. And we're still talking about L.A. versus the South.
So much to talk about.
So much. I could go on, and I am. I am going on and on. So, okay, next topic is driving in the South versus driving in L.A.
Very, very different.
Yes.
I mean, we came from L.A., and it's very, you know, there's a lot of cars and a lot of people, so you think, oh, going to the South, where there's less people, it's going to be a more pleasant driving experience.
And that is not the case.
It is not the case.
They drive like, I mean, first of all, they're in trucks. So, you know, if you even have a load, like a smaller SUV or something, it's like they are bearing down on you and they tailgate you. And they do not believe that they should tell you that they're going to switch lanes. So
no.
they never use blinkers.
No, they do not. It's like, you know, where I turn is my damn business.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to use my blinker.
I'm a proud, free American, and I am going to freely move on this road the way I want to move on this road.
One of the things I'm fascinated with is you could be on a highway where there is nobody.
Mm-hmm.
It's you and another car.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you'll have somebody right up your butt, and I'm not kidding you. The speed limit is 60, and they'll be right up on your butt.
Yeah.
At like 70.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, you know, go around, or you know, it's just.
And in LA, you can't speed because there's so much traffic.
Yeah, you can't.
So this is very different. Okay, the next topic is when things break around the house here in the South. When we first moved here, I was like, well, who do I call? And I was asking my neighbors, who do I call?
Right, because people in LA don't know how to take care of stuff. They don't. they just call somebody for everything.
Yeah.
Because they just, you know, they just do their thing, whatever their thing is.
They're not handymen.
They're not.
Creative types.
They're not.
You know, they know how to animate. They know how to draw. They know how to speak.
The car breaks down, you call a mechanic. And there's something wrong with the roof, you get a roofer.
Like if you're busy, you get a life planner. You get someone like a life coach if you're having a challenge. But here, if something breaks, if something happens, they fix it. They know how to fix everything.
Right. Like in L.A., it's like, I know the guy that does this. So you become like, people want to talk to you because you know the guy.
But
you don't do it.
No.
You just know.
But in the South, they do it. And it could be the craziest. I'm going to replace this drain in the street.
When we moved here, the very like day we moved here, all the male neighbors were getting together to help our next door neighbor install a fence post. And it was like, I thought we were in Amish country or
yes.
something, raising
yes.
a barn or something like that. And it was like, I got the fence post hole digger.
I mean,
and I got
but when Chris says this, this is something you would use a machine for in LA to get this post out because it's like in concrete. They were, you know, taking turns shoveling like.
And they were jumping in, man. And
like a chain like, gang
it
or
was
something.
Like, you know, we got to get this done.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone was working on it. It was so cool.
Men are men down here, man. I'm not kidding. Like they know shit. I'm sorry. They know how to do stuff.
Right.
And they do it. And I'm just sort of like looking at it like
I keep asking them, who do I call? This thing happened. Who do I call? And they look at me like, what is she talking about?
Oh, yeah. I need a new
my
roof.
Door's not shutting right.
Like,
who do I call?
What are you talking about? You just get the plane.
And then
and you get the doorknob.
They know the names of tools.
Yeah.
And they have tools. And
yeah.
My husband's like, when our neighbor said, I've got all these tools. If you need any tool, what did my husband say? What did you say?
I'd say, I don't have any tools.
But he also said, you know, I've got all these comic books. If you need any comic books.
I did say that.
He said, I have any issue that you need.
I had to offer something back and I couldn't give back tools. So I was like, hey, I got some Avengers. I got some Fantastic Four. And they're looking at me like, huh?
Yeah.
So.
Well, we love it here. We also loved it in L.A. There's just different things in different places. And we have even more. Like, we didn't even get to some of the stuff we want to talk about. So we'll probably talk about it tomorrow. Or no, actually, we'll do it on Monday.
We're going to do it on Monday. You guys have a great weekend. We really love doing this. And, you know, hope you guys have a good lunch today.
Bye.
Bye.